Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Friday morning to you. We've made it to the 7:39. I wanted to say bottom of the half, which I guess we're still technically bottom of the half at 7:39.
Yep.
Right? We're not at the 45 mark.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm sure people don't want to listen to
us. We can just say 7:40.
Tell time. I'm sure so. 60 degrees.
We're not at three quarters.
You could tell I live with an 8-year-old at home. We're learning to tell time. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. We could also say it's 20 before the
I'm
top
sure,
of the hour.
There's so many different
o'clock.
Ways we could do this. But again,
you know, when things went to digital, a lot of kids forgot how to tell time the old-fashioned way.
That is true. Yeah. But not in our household. We're learning to tell it all different styles.
And share that with you.
There you go. Very
so
much
so.
So
we all learn together.
That's true. Every Friday, we catch up with our lawmakers that represent this great area, whether they're in Columbia or whether they're in Washington, D.C. And this morning, we have joining us is Representative Tommy Pope. Good morning to you, Representative Pope.
Got you.
Oh, right. Hey,
you got
good
we
morning.
Got you. Good morning.
Wow. So these are interesting times for us here in the station, most definitely, and our state. Tell us a little bit from your perspective how this COVID-19 has impacted life as we know it.
You know, legislatively, we went back, and I'm losing track of days now, but we went back last week and voted about $45 million for DHEC, you know, for responses. And we basically went into Columbia, you know, cast a vote, came back home, and we're really out of session to the call of the chair. I think the thing legislatively I've observed is I think the governor's doing a good job. You know, people are quick to criticize their leaders. They would do something different, but they've never led. And, you know, I mean, whether we be forced to stay at home, whether we're allowed to stay open, all the things that they're having to tackle, I found the governor and the governor's office and the state as a whole to be very responsive.
Representative Pope, we're so glad you said that because we share those same comments often when our leaders make a decision. And of course, everyone, and because of social media, is quick to say, well, I would have done this differently. But when you are the one that has to make the final decision, you have to kind of look at the playing field a little differently. Is there any other precautions that, you know, have been given to you all, the lawmakers, representatives, or senators on how to continue to conduct business? Because, you know, given your role in our state?
Well, you know, in a normal time, in a normal week, you know, I get calls about different bills and, you know, different things that are going on. And pretty much everyone constituent-wise has been pretty understanding that nothing's going to move. You know, all the things we were worried, you know, kind of taking a back seat, you know, whether it was the terrorism bill or, you know, all the different things we talked about before have kind of taken a back seat. But, again, DHEC sends us information, the governor's office sends us information, and I share it. Just last week, the accountants had called because when they were pushing back the tax filing deadline, it didn't really mesh with what the feds were doing. I was able to get information to the governor's office, and they were able to change the order. And so I feel that's really responsive government. You know, a citizen contacted me, an accountant, about an issue. We contacted the governor's office. I don't know how he has time. The governor has actually called me back a couple times, and I keep saying, look, I don't want to bother you. I just want to get the message there. And so I really respect the job they're doing.
Well, I think that is a great example, like you said, of how government works and how important it is for all of us to be responsible and to share in the process through our communication. $45 million, you guys were able to vote on that very quickly for South Carolina. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's a good and bad thing. You know, we tend to come together and rise together. Unfortunately, that tells you all the other good stuff we could get done. We've proven we can do it. Why don't we do it more often?
There's that.
Well, you know, Representative.
Go ahead. No,
you go ahead.
I was going to say the downside is by going to Columbia, My office, I'm headed into work now, but we're doing a rotating staff, you know, small staff, and trying to protect our employees. And when I went back down to Columbia with 123 of my closest friends, my law firm voted me off the island. So this is the first time they've let me back in a while.
They're very smart.
Right.
Protocol is protocol.
Well, I know on the national level, Representative Pope, you know, they're still today. The House will kind of look again at this stimulus economic relief for our country. And we are still shocked sometimes and scratching our heads of how much pork is thrown into legislative matters when you're just trying to get one thing done so it can get on the table. Call us naive, but this happens even at the state level. But to your point, you're able to push through things that really need to get done.
Well, I'll tell you, for example, when we went back Thursday, one of the members wanted to add some language to making sure that not only the governor's orders were legal, you know, because if you ever read the orders that are coming out, you know, he cites the statute sections and everything. But one of the members wanted to also add and make sure it complies with the Constitution. And I mean, I think the amendment was well-intentioned. The problem was, had we amended it, even something simple as that, because arguably it's already a statute, it should already apply, you know, comply with the Constitution. We know that doesn't always happen, but, you know, if it's been around a while, it should have been tested in that regard. But it was well-intentioned, but if we had amended what came from the Senate even slightly, then it would have gone back to the Senate. They would have had to come back in. We would have had to come back to Columbia. It would have delayed the resources DHEC needs on the frontline fight. And so, you know, we kind of set that aside. It wasn't that I didn't think what he was saying made sense or was a good idea, but we have to cut through it. On Washington, it does seem like, you know, they add all these issues that aren't germane, kind of holding it hostage. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's a reality.
It's like they lose sight of the bigger picture. And thank goodness in South Carolina, you all didn't lose sight, mm-hmm. and we were able to do this very quickly. And, you know, all I can say is I'm looking at a chart, and when you compare South Carolina to York, especially like York County, South Carolina, and North Carolina, York County is doing really well.
Yeah, we're very blessed. I think that, you know, I've been out, you know, in the community a number of times for, you know, grocery store or whatever. I think people using common sense does more than the government can ever do. You know, a lot of people are saying governor needs to tell us to stay at home. You know, well, you can make any rules, but again, it comes down to common sense and courtesy for other people. And I think I'm seeing that up here. You know, everybody's uncertain. Everybody's concerned. We're worried about our families, our businesses. You know, but ultimately, this thing's going to have to run its own cycle. It's not going to be on a government cycle or a government clock. And we've just got to do the best we can to hold together and realize there's more than just us in the boat. And I think I've seen most people in the community doing just that.
Well, we're certainly lucky to have you represent us, Representative Tommy Pope here in York County, bringing that common sense approach to Columbia and making sure South Carolinians, that is, get what we need, and certainly appreciate it, sir. So take care, social distance, and wash your hands.
Absolutely. You guys stay safe.
All right.
Thanks, Tommy.